We can never say thank you enough to the men and women who serve in our armed forces. And I look around this room today and I count among my many friends and former colleagues here in the House many fine men and women who've served in our armed forces. Thank you. We are grateful. And many times we introduce veterans who are our guests in the Senate or on the House, or we offer our support with resolutions to commemorate those servicemen and servicewomen. Other times it's naming a highway or a bridge, honoring a service member who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Today, we are taking another step to recognize those who served during more recent conflicts. This bill will designate March 6th as Persian Gulf War Veterans Day and October 7th as Global War on Terrorism Veterans Day in the Commonwealth. And these two conflicts included more than 2.5 million Americans who served. And unfortunately, more than 6,000 of those Americans lost their lives, including 324 Pennsylvanians. The bill also requires the governor to annually issue a proclamation encouraging all public schools and educational institutions to observe these special days by conducting exercises recognizing the contributions and sacrifices made by our veterans. Finally, I need to give a very special shout out to my constituent, Sergeant Harold Redding of Spring Grove, who brought this issue to my attention. Many of you may have read through the bill summary, and you will see under the section noted as current law that Public Law 115-15, known as the Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act, which was enacted in 2017, federally established March 29th as National Vietnam Veterans Day. That law was the result of the great work by Harold Redding, partnering and working with our United States Senator, Pat Toomey. And we are grateful for his tireless efforts to ensure that no veteran or their service, whether it was in Vietnam or currently in Iraq or Afghanistan, that their service will never be forgotten. So I want to thank the committee for your consideration of this important piece of legislation, and I would very much appreciate your affirmative vote. Thank you, Madam Chair.